Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Katie. You are over it being treated like a doll. That's it. Today is the last day.
Yes, my name is Katie, and I am not a Barbie doll. I'm a Katie. I don't know how to properly explain it, but my mom has always told me that she was so happy that she had a girl. She was ecstatic. She always wanted a little girl because she wanted to dress her up as her little doll, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of normal with certain parents. Like when you have a child, especially when they're younger, you want to have mini me. You get to play dress up with them and dress them how you like and stuff like that. So when my mom says it, it never really got to me. And she said it all throughout my like whole life was like, oh my gosh, you were so cute. It was so fun dressing you up. You were the sister we always wanted, not the daughter.
Little sis.
Yeah, she says that. She's like, oh, your aunt and I, you were like our little sister. And I was like, okay, mom. And then it turned out that I turned out not to be the doll she wanted later on in life because I didn't want to wear the little mini skirts. I didn't want to have my hair in little pigtails. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to do pageants. My mother tried to get me to be a pageant girl.
Well, you're very pretty, Katie.
Thank you.
Yeah, you could have crushed Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah. That was not me. I think she signed me up for one, and I didn't go on the stage. I said, no, never again. But now it's transitioned to where I have a friend that's trying to do the same thing.
So, make you a doll?
Yes.
As an adult?
Yes.
Ooh. Okay, please explain.
What?
So, I have a friend, and out of my friend group, I'm the casual one. I like to be comfortable, unless it's like special occasions. I don't get dressed up for much. I don't wear makeup. I'm not that girl. And I know when the right time is. Like, I have moments where I'm like, oh, I want to be a baddie today. Let me put on something cute. But other than that, I don't. And one of my friends, she hates that for some reason. She'll say, Katie, it started off with, Katie, I think that you would look good if you wore this or if you did this or did this with your hair. And I was like, okay, yeah, girl, sure. But now it's become so repetitive that she's like, Katie, all right, this is the year where you have to change this, okay? If you wear your hair just straight one more time, like, it's going to drive me crazy. She'll say these comments.
Why is it driving her crazy what you look like?
And that's what I'm trying to figure out. It's so much so that we're going to a concert, and she's like, Katie, I have to approve of your outfit before we go to Beyonce's concert.
No, you don't.
Well, exactly. Anybody who knows you knows, like, when you said you're going to, like, you know, you have your moments when you want to be a baddie. If you're going to a Beyonce concert, you're going to turn it up. Mm-hmm. I know you are.
Exactly. So what is the approval? And I just don't know how to tell her to back off because right now I think she sees me as, oh, I could just see her wearing this. She wants me to be someone I'm not.
Mm-hmm. She's like that show What Not to Wear when they came in and ambushed people and then like threw away all their clothes and then gathered them like entirely new wardrobes.
Ladies, you're going to have to be the ones to debate on this because this is just doesn't happen in a dude's world. Like, no. There's no chance that we're going to a concert and Mo's going to go, you're going to wear that? We don't care.
No,
we don't care at all.
Is she really into like makeup and clothes and hair? Mm-hmm. So I don't know if this is about your friend, but I know that there are some women who, when they see somebody else comfortable in their skin as is, without feeling like they need to put on a ton of bells and whistles, they don't understand it and they don't like it because it doesn't jive with what they know. And it doesn't mean they're a bad person or they're like out to get you. It's just they're like, I've been taught I have to wear makeup and do my hair and wear these outfits. And here you are just existing comfortably as you are, and I can't compute. I don't understand. So I'm going to help you. I'm going to help teach you what I learned so that you can be like me and you know what the game is and you can like play in these social circles. Whereas you're like, I'm good. I got it. And they don't get it.
So here's where I think your friend is coming from, because I'm kind of on the other side where I am the extra friend, where I always have like the very extra outfit, the lots of makeup on. Sometimes when you're in a girl group and you go out and a couple of your friends don't match your vibe and your vibe is like up here and their vibe is like more relaxed and casual, it can sometimes make you feel a little insecure, like, oh, I'm doing too much. Like, even though you feel really good about your outfit and how you have done up your makeup, it sometimes make you feel like a little bit of a try hard. So I think your friend is like wanting you to bring your vibe up. So it feels like when you go to Beyonce, like, oh, we really like put some effort out there. But I agree that it's wrong for her to project what she wants the vibe of the night to be like onto what you should be wearing. That's not right.
Exactly. It's getting to the point where I'm irritated by it and I don't know how to address it with her of, hey, all right, enough is enough. Now you're trying to do too much. Because I'm also the harsh one in the group. So when something irritates me, I'm going to come off the wrong way when I initially say that. And I just don't know how to properly tell her, hey, I understand what you're saying, but let's tone it down a bit.
Ladies, give her the opening line to use with her friend.
I know you're coming from a good place, but I like who I am and how I am.
Oh, okay. I would say exactly that. I know it's coming from a good place. This is just what I want to do.
Yeah. This is who I am, and this is how I like to be. And I just need you to appreciate that.
Cass is waiting to go in.
I'd say, girl, if you wear that makeup one more time, we need to fix you. I am going to take you to my esthetician. We are going to bear it down because that is out. And see how she likes it. Give her a little taste of her own medicine. One way you keep the friendship and the other probably not. But the choice is yours, Katie. Okay.
The Burt Show.